Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarlof, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarlof!
Subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarlof, your number one resource for breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Speckman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
It's an honor, and sometimes it's a duty, and sometimes, well, it hurts. Sometimes it hurts.
When does it hurt?
It hurts with this story I have right now. And before I get into it, I have to acknowledge a bias that certain stories will have more weight than others. This doesn't mean I'm not a sympathetic person. I'm incredibly sympathetic, Cosmos. I understand all of you equally. Everything you feel, I get it.
Every single one of you.
Every
out
emotion.
There.
I understand.
There's a lot of you.
That's how good I am at this job. That said, this one does hit closer than home, and... Well, I'll just get into it, and I'll have to ask you all to excuse my bias. Tragedy has struck at the Gamodian birthing labs. After a truly unfortunate mix-up, a young lab assistant allegedly mislabeled a set of incoming deliveries, subsequently sending 20 gallons of embryonic fluid to the cafeteria soda fountain, and submerging 300 Gomodian babies in Sprite.
Wow. That, I don't know what to say.
There's so little. There's so
little. Ron, please stop slobbering
and
crying.
And now they're all going to be members of ska bands. That's what Sprite does to babies.
That's what it does. Yes, Cosmos, it should be clear that the babies are all unharmed physically, but mentally... They'll never be the same.
They ruin the whole batch. You see, my generation, they cook in batches of 300. I was one of 300 that came out. I share a birthday with 300 other Gomodians.
A whole generation ruined.
Ruined. That whole set is going to be messed up. Sprite, they can only be members of ska bands. If it had been, let's say, Mr. Pibb, they would have been sex workers.
I was going to say, it could have been Baja Blast, and then... They would have been cool like us.
They would have been so cool. They would have been the coolest 300 creatures in the cosmos. But no, Sprite,
there's
ruined.
Really nothing worse.
Honestly, I know it's a loaded topic. I'm not saying we call it quits on them.
You want to give up on those 300 Gomodian babies.
I'm saying I would understand the argument.
I think we just like put them all in a school for ska children and just let them...
Where are you going to find that, Herc? Where are you going to find that?
We make it. Ron, we're going to make a school for ska children.
A school
of ska?
Are you
with me? Are you with me? Put your hand in if you're with me.
I don't think I am with you.
Ron's not with me, Cosmos.
I'm not with you. I don't want to run a ska band.
Cosmos, put in your hand if you want to run a school for ska children with me.
Send him an email.
Send me an email with a picture of your hand. Just your hand. And that way I'll know that you're in it with me. I'm all in. On the school for the gifted ska children.
Here's the other thing. There's already other stuff in their tubes at this point. So not only are you getting ska, but you're getting all these sick, twisted flavors of ska that were supposed to be with other things.
It's like Sprite soup.
Exactly. There were turnips already set to be in there.
What did the turnips do?
The turnips, well, it makes them all gay.
Turnips make Gomodian children gay?
Yes.
Wow, that...
This batch.
Yeah.
We had a gay batch.
Not a gay bash. A gay batch.
They were going to have a gay bash after the gay batch was hatched.
So wait, the turnips...
What about this aren't you getting?
I'm trying to put the pieces together. The turnips are correlated to being
sexual
gay?
Orientation, yes. They
okay,
are,
so it's not...
They would have all been homosexual.
It's not just that the turnips and the Sprite together.
No.
It's not like a special mix.
Well, I mean, now you have a bunch of gay ska artists, I suppose. 300 new ones, all Gomodian.
I can't imagine anything... As...
Choose this word very specifically.
I can't imagine anything as unique as that. Because old Herc is all about love.
Well, excellent. But here's the thing, that batch, it was supposed to be gay doctors, gay lawyers, gay artists. There were some in there. It was going to be a brilliant set.
It's good that we're more hung up on them, yeah, being ska artists and not doctors and lawyers and things.
Well, it was going to be an exclusive because they can't recreate. Unless they found surrogate Gomodians, they weren't going to be recreated.
Does that make it better that there will not be a continuation of that lineage and there will not be small Skalings in the future?
Skalings?
That's what I'm calling them. Trademark Hercules Skalings. I'm going to put that on the front of my school. Does that make it better? Like, if they were all straight, then there would have just been like several... Well, actually, no, everyone's put in a tube, so it really doesn't matter, does it?
It does require a mixing of juices of the male and female of the species.
So there is still...
Naturally, if one is attracted to men, you wouldn't partake in that. So it is an exclusive batch. I'm not saying it's for the best. I'm just saying the Gomodian community, we're going through it.
This episode has been 3 hours long, I think. Surely we're almost done.
Why is it 3 hours?
It's been 5 minutes.
This young Glorbanian. So much Glorban and all that. In the moment we hit crisis, the moment it gets loaded for us because of Sprite, and not to mention the poor sods in the lab who drank all that embryonic fluid.
Yeah, we haven't even touched that yet. When was the last time that I complained about a Glorbanian crisis? Have I ever done that?
You know, Herc, you have never been anything but perfectly professional in every way.
Right.
You've never complained in any sense, and I apologize for such a brash statement. I was out of line. I seek to grow.
I accept your apology. So anyway, these workers that drink embryonic fluid.
Yeah.
How are they doing?
Oh. How would you be doing? To flip your question with a question.
I mean, I feel like if I didn't know it was embryonic fluid, I'd probably be like, that's weird. Yeah. And then go about my day.
They were fine until we told them.
Yeah, that is how I would be. Yeah. I get that. Workers, just forget. Best to just forget. It's like it never happened.
I don't want to broadcast this to the cosmos.
Well, we're doing it.
But I will anyway.
Yep.
There's a plan. A certain set of men in blue have the ability to erase memories, and we were thinking, hey, maybe we could go in, bring the men in blue, erase the memories of the workers of the lab so they don't have to remember having drinking the embryonic fluid.
A blue man group you brought in?
I suppose you could call it that. I was thinking more men in blue, like Bill Smith and Balmy
Bones. It's a men in black joke.
It's a men in black joke. Like the Earth documentary.
Yay! Breaking news! In entertainment, the intergalactic sensation Sweeney Glob, the musical, written by Stephen Sondheim, is set to close after a run of nearly 1 million years.
Oh, curses.
When asked about the unexpected closure, producers refused to comment. However, one of the stars of the show sent LFG an anonymous letter detailing the true cause. Here is what the letter said. Quote, AIDS. End quote. Yeah, that about sums it up, I guess.
A bullet dodged for 1 million years.
And then, all of a sudden...
gets you out of nowhere.
Well, not me.
Not you.
You?
Not me.
Tomlin? Not him.
Maybe.
Well, enjoy your snacks, Tomlin.
This all reminds me of a different musical, not to... you know, segue from Sweeney, because it is, if not, maybe the best musical ever
Sweeney
made.
Glob, pretty good.
I will stand by that. Yeah. I will stand by it. It truly is one of the best things, not just musicals,
just
ever
things.
Made. I love musicals, by the way. I don't say that nearly enough on air, but Ron,
you're a patron of the theater.
I'm a patron of the theater, and discovering that Earth had like a little representation
it's
of
really
shows
cute,
that had been
it?
Around
yeah.
for... millions of years. It was intertwined.
They're trying.
It was so precious. Yeah. That to say, there is a musical that deals with this topic of AIDS called Bent. And not a lot of music, but a lot of stuff to look at.
How are they going to pay next year's Bent? Last year's Bent. Bent, 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 Bent. We're not going to pay Bent. Because everything is bent.
Gone too soon, Jonathan Sparson.
Jonathan Sparson. He wrote a good show. It's, you kind of sit there and watch it and you don't really know what it's about, but dang if the music isn't catchy.
It gets you. Have you seen the autobiography show, Tick Tick? Oh, it's gonna blow!
Haven't seen that one.
It's great. If you get a chance, watch Tick Tick. Oh, it's gonna blow!
That sounded like an earthly named Tom Hanks. Is he in Tick Tick? Oh, I'm gonna blow! Is he in that?
Well, firstly, you got the title wrong. It's gonna blow.
You're telling me that I just said, I'm gonna blow live on air, and it's gonna blow.
There is a parody called I'm Gonna Blow.
Boy, I don't want to see that one.
You don't want to see that one. It doesn't carry.
I should go take a shower.
No. And while you do that, while you reset and ponder your sins... Well, there's a little bit more news.
Okay, well, you give the news and I'll be right back. I'm going to go take a quick shower. I'll be right back!
All right. Love you, Herc.
Love you.
Breaking news! Tensions are heating up on Baglin 903 as the janitorial robot strike rages on. The small, disc-shaped robots known as the Roombans have been demanding changes to their working conditions and pay, but have let reporters know that they'd settle for more of those little paths made out of Cheerios. Coming back, Herc?
Oh,
alrighty. It's about the Roombans.
Okay. What was it about?
Well, you could have toweled off, because now the floor's
on. Oh, I'm dripping. Yeah. It sounded interesting. I didn't want to miss anything.
It was interesting.
Goblin, get me a towel. Thank you.
It had to do with the strike, the Roombans.
Oh, the Roombans. They're the little discs. Guys, and the Cheerios and things, yeah. They're not going to get it. Their demands are not going
to
be met.
No, they cave too easily. Not to be a strike killer, not to be a union buster, but...
To be a scab. That's something I learned about.
We're a union just by saying so.
Scroozies.
Scroozies! I knew I recognized it. Yep. I love Scroozies. I went and saw that in theaters.
You got the musical episode well before you thought it was coming.
Wait, let me think of that other song from Scroozies. What is it? Banta K.
Banta K.
My old friend. Do you swear you won't seduce me? If I found you, would you let me go away? I don't really remember the rest, but I don't sing. Yeah. I don't know anything.
Sound pretty good, Herc.
Thanks.
You should look into
Maybe
that.
I should pursue a career in musical theater. No, I'm just kidding. No one should do that.
Don't do that.
Kids, do not pursue musical theater.
Here's the thing. Don't do it.
It's not that we're trying to discourage you. It's more just like, don't do it if you want to be happy when you grow up.
The thing we recommend is that you enjoy musicals.
Yes.
At all points.
Yes.
While delighting in the suffering of those who create it.
Yes.
The ticket is to enjoy the product while neglecting the individuals creating the product.
Yes.
It's a simple flow.
And then get your bag another way.
Exactly. Piece it together? Making sense?
You got it.
And then you can pay Bent.
Next year's Bent. Last year's Bent. Bent. Breaking news! A world of mystery unraveled. Renowned detective and violinist Fark Barbaricus has emerged from the caves of Glurm after 3 months of being presumed dead.
Oh.
Detective Fark had postulated that the caves contained a well of untapped energy and possibly gelatin-based snack foods. However, what he discovered is somehow even more unbelievable. Here is a clip from our exclusive interview with Fark Barbaricus.
Yes, so we had initially wanted to go to the Caves of Glurm because our readers were picking up an enormous amount of energy coming from these particular caves. And so I had theorized that perhaps there was some type of source that we could tap into, or that there were these gelatinous snacks, gummy needs, if you will. But when we got there, we did not find an energy source or even these gelatinous snacks and treats. No, what we found was even more incredible. We found a boys' soccer team hailing from Taiwan 6. They had been in there for years, years and years. Enough time to establish an entire society, a hierarchy. And so my mission had to shift and turn into studying these boys and how they've created this entire system. And so my job became to be the violinist for their king. And he was a very just man. But also, he had a bad temper. And so, after 3 months, I had enough. But it was amazing. And I think we can learn a lot from those boys. That even in times of trial, you can still pick yourselves up by your bootstraps and create an entire system and society and have it run functionally. So I would say that my mission was successful.
That's all from Fark Barbaricus. Wow. That's quite a discovery, I think.
In a sense, I suppose. Detective Fark, are we calling it?
Yeah.
If I'm familiar, not to be specious, this is a Waxham, right?
Detective Fark is a Waxham. Yeah.
Basically, think of, you know those things you put under your couch to keep it from moving?
Like a little just like a
little
slider,
stopper.
Like a stopper?
Yeah, a little stopper. So stack, I don't know, 90, 100 of those on top of each other and then just stretch bits of it out, and that's a Waxham. That's what a Waxham is.
Surely there's a better way to describe a Waxham than
I think that's the
couch
best
stoppers.
Waxhams. Do we call them sentient?
Detective Fark speaks a lot better than most, but, you know, she also kind of has this renowned, you know, identity as a detective
I suppose.
You know, she's fairly well known.
By Zarlafian Council, there are only a handful of species that are adhered to as the higher tiers of species.
That's true. There's like five.
There's a system, Gomodians. We are honored to be there. One tier below are Glorbonians.
That's right. Glorbonians. We made the list.
Earth,
somehow.
You're making your way up. You're about seven tiers down, but you're doing amazing work as the
When
humans.
We say seven tiers, that means you're at like, I don't know, two million something or other. It's like your numerical rank.
Yeah. It's down there. But
you'll get there.
You're doing great.
You're doing great.
Waxhams, here's the thing. They can be used as fuel. And when you can use a species as fuel, suddenly you have to start asking yourself, do I want this to be my friend? Or do I want it to make my ship go light speed? Do you understand the dilemma, Earthlings?
Or do you want it to solve crimes and climb into caves with boys' soccer teams that have created an entire society? I'm just spitballing.
It's an option. And credit to Fark. But like,
that was Fark. I wasn't spitballing. I was just regurgitating what I just heard
exactly
2 minutes ago.
Classic Herc.
My bad.
With that, I guess the equivalent is like, oh, do you make out with gasoline? Or do you use gasoline?
I do.
You make out with gasoline?
Yeah. Do you not? I figured that Mr. Sexually Liberated Rounds Backman would be all about that gasoline.
Well, I haven't made out with gasoline, but I haven't tried it yet.
Prude. I mean, what I meant to say was square. Nope.
It's not better.
I can't figure out what I meant to...
I could make out with gasoline if I wanted to.
No.
I could find some gas. I'm sure gas would go out with me.
Are you sure, Ron?
Oh, I'm certain.
Really? You see, I don't go out with the gas. We just make out and have a good time.
Wow. Yeah, that seems to be your modus operandi.
Gas isn't somebody you take to dinner, if you know what I mean.
Are you calling gas a slut?
Yeah. Gasoline is a slut.
Breaking news! Last week, an unsettling discovery was made on Divinus Beta, nestled in the grasslands. Assorted meadows in the southern hemisphere of the planet have been reportedly creating duplicates of local inhabitants. Investigators are currently calling the phenomenon the cloning fields. 3 days ago, we sent our best and brightest, Daniel Stormy, to the scene. What do you have for us, Daniel?
How is the heart to continue on after it's been shattered? What is to be done with its broken pieces, Ronald?
Is everything all right, Daniel?
No, Ronald. It couldn't be any less all right. 3 days ago, I was a reporter. Yesterday, I was a lover. Today, I am nothing.
Could you please explain what happened?
I came to these fields searching for a story, but instead I found my true love, me.
In the self-enlightening sense?
In a physical sense, Ronald, yes. I entered the cloning fields, and I locked eyes with a creature identical to me in every conceivable way. And I was overtaken with an insatiable yearning. Daniel and I were meant for each other. You've never known true love until you've been passionately kissed by yourself. We understood each other in a way that no one ever has.
I think I'm happy for you, Daniel.
Well, don't get too mushy about it, because it's all over. It's dead. It's ruined. It's terrible. On our one-day anniversary, the lovely picnic I had planned for my lover and I was interrupted by none other than me. A third clone, jealous for our connection. I insisted he bugger off, but then he did a backflip. A standing backflip out of nowhere. My Daniel, formerly, he turned to me, and in that moment, I knew I couldn't compete. This was clearly a superior Daniel Stormy. They took the picnic blanket and left. And now, here I am, spaghettified, holding a microphone, being cuckolded by none other than me, myself, and I.
I'm not sure you can say that on air,
Daniel.
You know
what I am, Ronald? I am like a window washer in a windowless building. Daniel, my body yearns for...
That's enough reporting for the day, I believe. Thank you to our field correspondents. Daniel Stormy.
Yeah, that's hard to figure out. I think for Daniel's birthday, I'm going to get him a hall of mirrors and kind of replicate the fantasy for him, I think. I think that'll do it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good
Honestly,
job.
Honestly, Herc, that's an excellent gift idea.
I knew it was a good idea.
That's a delightful idea. You know, here's the thing. Here's what the cosmos doesn't get. Herc is an excellent gifter. Tell him what you got Tomlin yesterday.
What I got Tomlin was something akin to one of those little, like, fairy doll toys that you have on Earth where you, like, kind of pull a string and then it, like, flies away. There's a really funny video of one of those, like, flying into I guess it's a fireplace is what you call it. That toy. I got something that was like that, except it was 10 feet tall, it was blue, and it had all of Tomlin's features on it. And he would pull this big ripcord, and it just takes off into the sky. Only problem was, it never came back. So we got one turn out of that. I thought he'd like it, but, you know, it didn't last.
It was barely a thoughtful idea, though.
I thought so. It's kind of a bummer that it never came back.
The studio is missing a wall because of it. We haven't patched it yet. It took a couple stories of the building.
Yeah, it really just, boop.
Had some torque
right through the wall.
That to say, Herc is an amazing gift.
I really am good. I'm good with the gifts.
Well, I'm lucky to have him as a friend.
Yes.
And a co-anchor.
Huh.
And these thoughtful gifts, I understand where you're coming from with them. I feel like this hole left in Daniel is going to be a little hard to fill.
I think the mage might do it. Maybe. I've got a good feeling about it.
That said, Herc.
Yeah?
Would you... I don't know. Maybe this is a little too outlandish, but would you visit the cloning fields?
Would I visit the cloning fields as an ethical dilemma?
I understand. It's loaded. It's a loaded question. I haven't thought through it myself.
My religion dictates that I should never clone myself. I think I probably shouldn't. I shouldn't. It's in the core tenets of... no
the
cloning...
The 10 core tenets.
Yeah, the 10 core tenets.
Right. The first being, of course, about
no
the
clone.
Whistle.
Oh, well, that... Yes. Cloning is 1.5.
I see.
Which is 1.5. 2, but...
So it's more confusing. It's more of 11 core principles. Yeah. I'm familiar with the 2, naturally. I know about the whistle. I know about the no cloning now.
Yes.
Obviously. Acquaint me with the other 9.
There's 9 more. Okay, here are the 9 tenets of... No double dipping.
That's 3.
No sticky fingers. No pooping on the floor.
I think that's most religions.
No backing up your spaceship at a parking spot.
Hmm.
5 is don't ever stand on your head. Or was that 6?
That's 7.
That's 7? Really?
If you count the first 2.
Oh, I wasn't. I was just doing the
math. Yeah, 4 more to go.
4 more to go. Okay, yeah. The other 4 being no toe tickling. The next one being don't ever cross your eyes and then do a little twist.
I know I'm a sinner.
Yes. Many people are. I left that behind me once I joined.
It's like Mormons with coffee.
It's exactly like that. The next one is no soaking.
Shoking?
Shoking.
What is shoking?
It's a Mormon act of kind of getting around their tenets of no sexual intercourse.
You mean to say soaking?
Yeah, that's what I said. Shoking.
You said shoking, which is the act of making love to corn.
That's the next tenet.
I
don't
see.
Make love to corn.
That's the that
and
is
that's
the
all
11th.
The tenets.
Yes, the 10.5 commandments.
Oh yeah, you get them burned into your brain.
Mm. I'll say this: your gift to Daniel is delightful.
Yeah,
it's thoughtful. I myself, and no one spoil this, no one tell him this is coming. I have a little idea.
What is it?
I might take him back to the cloning fields.
Oh, but then. Then you'd be at the cloning fields.
Oh, yes. And there might be a clone of me. Honestly, there's already a hive mind recreating people to look like
me. Yeah,
that's a
whole can of worms.
I'll get into that later. It's,
yeah, I'm sure
it
won't
going
come back
fine.
Up.
I take it as flattery.
Yeah.
Oh, that said, I take him to the cloning fields. Maybe a couple clones of me emerge. But they'll know what my intention is. So they will go out and they will try and... find these Daniels, they will find a perfect Daniel for our Daniel, and my clones will create an environment where they'll be safe.
Ron, your clones are going to make love to each other.
Oh, I don't know about
There's
that.
There's going to be some self-loving. That's
oh,
why
I
you
don't know
want to
that
go.
Would happen.
Everyone, this has been live from... Oh, my God! It's the toy! The toy's coming... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, the toy!
Oh, I'm Ron's back!
It's coming through the wall! I'm hurt!
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Catherine Fajone as Fark Barbaricus and Jean-Paul Fox as Daniel Stormy. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Like Bill Smith and Bombie.
It's a Men in Black joke.
It's a Men in Black joke. Like the Earth documentary.
Yay! Yeah, I prefer the Blue Man Group.
That's what we in the business call a double whammy, Earthlings.
Yeah. Two jokes for the price of one.
And this is free.